Welcome to the refreshment room at the Web Summit. It's Paul O'Mahony, a brand sociologist from Change Agents, and I'm here with Paul Quigley. Paul, I have literally run into you over a, whatever this is a fruit juice of some sort.
Wonderful. Delicious smoothie. Delicious sound of the smoothie machine.
Sound of the smoothie machine? Paul, look, you've just told me what your company does.
Yeah,
please, give a little here. Give us a 1 minute, give us a minute on that, please.
So, my company is called NewsWhip, and we're a Dublin-based startup, and we're tracking everything that's published each day online. And we show which stories are being talked about and shared and tweeted the most by tracking them on social networks. So there's about 200,000 stories published in English every day. And we track which ones people are talking about in really distinct little niches, like what's big now in Atlanta, Georgia, or in women's health, or in science, or the environment, or any of these little niche areas. And then newsrooms and PR companies and some marketing people as well really care about where the conversation is today, and they subscribe to NewsWhip's dashboard, which is called Spike. It's a
Spike
pro dashboard. Spike, yeah.
Spike. The Spike is in Dublin too, isn't it?
It is. The Spike.
Well,
there's two big spikes in Dublin now. There's NewsWhip's one and O'Connell Street's
one. Wonderful. So you've got a, what do they call it, when a twinning arrangement with the Spike.
I think we should do a joint press with the Spike at some point.
Go ahead. This is a great idea. I'm really impressed.
Well,
how long have you been in existence?
We started off about 2 years ago, and we started off because we wanted to find a way of finding a signal, finding the best stuff on the internet. But the best stuff is a subjective decision. So we said, what if we asked everyone? We made it democratic. We asked a billion people on Facebook and Twitter through a technology that would very rapidly see what's spreading the fastest, what's getting the most new engagements. And that's what we've built. And with NewsWhip, anyone can see the tip of the iceberg. And then with Spike, the media professionals pay a bit extra for advanced knowledge on what's going to be big and more detail on what's emerging.
So can I, do you have an app? Is that what it is?
So what would I do? You can download a NewsWhip app, or you can go on newswhip.com and you'll see like the tip of the iceberg there. And if you want to get more detail, you can click on Spike and subscribe to Spike. And it's a free 30-day trial, so it's
about
very easy to play
much?
With.
I mean, I guess, unless you don't want
we
to say.
We have special for freelancers.
Yeah.
For a big news company, it's 500 to 600.
We're a small branding company, right? We're a small boutique branding company based in Cork. We provide more meaningful marketing services,
very
right?
Very interesting.
So that's our strap line. Now, wouldn't invest at the same level as Reuters or God knows who or the BBC.
Yeah.
Is there a niche for us?
There is a niche. We've made our pricing so kind of freelancers and academics and small companies can come in for just $40 a month. And we, for smaller newsrooms, it's normally $300 a month, like for a few people and a team to come in.
Yeah.
And this is dollars.
Yeah.
But we can always do a discount for a small team that wants to get onto the platform and see if it's useful for them.
Well, the first thing that went through my mind when you started to tell me about it was a comparison between you and Storyful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark Little,
yes,
Mark Little News on Twitter, I think it is, or Mark Little. Anyway, he's a lovely guy. Do you know him, by the way?
Yes, yeah. We've talked a couple of times about integrating what we do in some way. We haven't nailed down how we do that yet. Storyful find and verify, video user-generated content. Pictures and video, verify whether they're real or not, and provide that then to media company clients. So we're a little different in that we track all of the content for popularity, and we see which stories are the ones everyone's talking about. So we don't have a lot of journalists on our staff. We've got a lot of engineers and programmers on our staff instead.
And tell me, is the idea, is there a company in the United States, for example, doing the same thing as you?
We're not aware of anyone doing the same thing as us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
It's a noisy space. When social meets news, there's a lot of noise and a lot of people sometimes have a hard time figuring out the unique offering of every company. But I think we do have something genuinely unique, and our clients are
USA Today, the Huffington Post, the Blaze.
Huffington Post?
Yes.
God, I'm impressed.
So we've got some some good people aboard.
Look, one last question, and I ask this because I've come to the Web Summit to try to pick people's brains about the... Oh, God, I'd love some more juice, please. No. This makes it more authentic if I get a bit of juice. But you guys do wonderful. What's the name of your company?
We're called The Happy Pair.
The Happy Pair.
P-E-A-R
or P-A-I-R? P-A-R.
P-E-A-R. Commute to work by swimming.
I live like 3 minutes from, or about a minute from the shop. We have a shop and restaurant, the cafe.
Down in Greystones.
Yeah.
Great, no, I've heard about it.
This is the best I've ever had. I just love it. I really do. Congratulations. Let me, Paul, I don't want to keep you too long, but look, last question for me, and I've come to the Web Summit in order to try and pick people's brains about their thinking about branding their business, right? Obviously I do that because I'm a branding person, but when you were setting up NewsWhip, what were your thoughts? Did you give any thought to building a brand, or were you building, an engine that worked? Did you think of branding it, or at the beginning? And what are your current thoughts about branding?
I think it's something that actually I do wish we'd put more thought into early on, because we ended up having to come back to it later. And I'm very happy with where we've wound up. We've got a brand that's both whipping together like a big caramel sundae, all of the news in the world, and finding the best stuff. And we're also whipping it into shape. So I think both uses.
So that's
the word
a terrific name. Then it tells you exactly if you know it says on the bottle, News Whip.
Although we developed the product after we had a name, so maybe we'd call it, something that reflected the most social news in the world, if we knew what we were building when we started.
Tell me, why would you do if you had your time all over again? Why would you consider your brand earlier? What's the reason for that?
Because if you get all that cohesive at the start, your messaging will be spot on, your identity as a company will be spot on, and that's useful internally, it's useful externally. If you can have a very good idea of who you are, what you represent, what you're about, and when you're really focused on building a cool product at the start, it's easy to skip that bit.
That's, of course, music to my ears.
But
on the other hand, I know you haven't.
Genuinely,
you speak from experience.
That.
You speak from experience, and that's a the. Do you have? Does NewsWhip, your company, have a strap line, a positioning statement? Do you have a something that would, give people an even better idea? What do you say?
We find news worth sharing. We find the news that's worth.
We find news worth sharing. Now, if I met you in a lift and I had, we were only going one floor.
Yeah.
And I said to you, what do you do? And you said, look, I'm the, whatever position you have, I'm the CEO of NewsWhip. And I said, what does that mean? And you said to me, we find news worth sharing. And I then had to get off.
Oh,
right?
You wouldn't understand it then.
Well, no, I would. I would. Yeah. I can tell you. I mean, I'd say to myself, look, they find news worth sharing. Now, okay, I don't know how you do it, but at least I know that you are people who go find things, right?
Yeah.
The things you go and find aren't the best restaurants, right? You go finding news, right? And it's a special type of news. It's news worth sharing. And, after that, I can then discover that it's, now in a kind of way, Storyful also find news worth sharing. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember what their strap line is, but you have got, I think you have quite a good one, right? Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that would go through my head is, could anybody confuse you from that strap line with Storyful? But I just think, on the bottle, you've got something that I get off the lift, and at least I know, you guys may be similar, but I want to find out. So, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great.
Can you tell the people on here, last thing, how you'd like them to contact you, whether it be on, Twitter, your website? You can give say anything you
Absolutely.
Like now.
Yeah. So I would, we love talking to people, especially people who work in media, communications, journalists. Because even if they're not using your product, we like to get feedback and see how they're finding it useful or not. And you can find us on Twitter @NewsWhip.
straightforward, just Newsquip.
At Newsquip, yeah.
I'll send you a tweet in a minute. Yeah.
Do.
Yeah.
And I'm paul@newsquip.com. And that's straight to the co-founder and CEO, if you email.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, look, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's just a real joy to meet you. Have you done your speaking yet?
No, that's tomorrow.
That's lovely. Look, thank you ever so much, Paul. It's,
I'm...
Okay, folks, that's it. You know, you heard it here first. It's Paul O'Mahony, brand sociologist and co-founder of Change Agents. At least Paul Quigley is the very first person I've chatted with at the Web Summit.
It's an honor,
first
Paul.
One.
Thank
no,
you.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks a million.